A heartbreaker in Nashville. A 55-yard field goal to win in the final seconds blocked. And the Jaguars fell to 0-6 with a 16-14 loss to the Titans. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Let's get right to the offense for this game today. Blake Bortles tied a franchise rookie record for passing yards. Byron Leftwich had 336 yards in a game in 03. Bortles had the exact same in yesterday's game, but key turnovers. Third quarter interception, fourth quarter fumble from Shorts, turnovers key yesterday.
Oh, that's the big thing, and defensively you can do better as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they had an opportunity with Will Blackman, sack calls fumble. Remember the last year play where he had the quadfecta, the sack calls fumble, recover fumble, and a touchdown? I mean, those are game-changing plays, and that brought this team to their first victory last year. They needed to make that play in the ballgame. Turnover differential is hurting this football team. They go into that Titans game, -6 in turnover differential. They come out of that game, -8 as a team. If this team's going to start to win, which is what it's all about in the National Football League, they have to start winning the turnover battle.
Let's stay on that note. Defensively, the Jaguars defense yesterday allowed two field goals in the second half and then forced three straight three and outs to keep the team in the game at least. But as you said, no splash play, a momentum grabbing play.
Make the game changing play. Yeah. You know, and that opportunity where they could have recovered the fumble. You know, most of the defense was kind of standing around looking at that ball bouncing on the ground. Yep. To where it was a live ball. You have to treat every ball on the ground like it's a live ball, and they didn't do that in that instance. People should have been scrambling for that ball. That's a lost opportunity. But that's huge in football. If you look at all the statistics in football, turnover differential is the number one determining factor in any game, period. You know, I know that this offense is young. I know that they need to make plays on offense, defense, and special teams. But if you start making plays in that category, you're going to win some football games.
Let's get back on offense. Young quarterback, of course, can be helped. He doesn't need a lot of help. Had a great day yesterday in terms of stats, but got to have a run game to help him out. Where is this run game right now? It's been a storyline all year.
Well, and when you have a running game, explosive plays happen. Okay, for example, when you start running the football and linebackers and safeties start biting up on the run fake, all of a sudden you can start going over the top of them and getting chunk yards, your explosive plays. Look at the first drive of the game. Okay, he had a 59-yard reception by Clay Harbor. Now, the running game wasn't existent at that point, but that's what explosive plays do. They result in touchdowns. If you get the running game going, you start to have play action, you start to have explosive plays, and this offense starts scoring more points. And it's a young offense. They need that balance. They need to have the running game.
Still cool, though, to see this team in the game with just a couple minutes to go. They have some heart to fight in this game.
Well, and I tweeted that out last night. That, I mean, when's the last time that as a Jaguars fan that you knew at the end of this ball game that you had a chance because of the quarterback? You haven't had that. And I kind of got hammered for it because people are looking at only that it was a loss. But you know, to me, the mindset is different with this football team. And I think the mindset with the players is different because they have a quarterback that they know can lead them to victory no matter what the odds are at the end of the ball game. I mean, it was a two-possession game, but you never felt like you were out of it because Blake Bortles has the ability to make plays, and he made plays.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says that, yes, yesterday's loss was painful, but future success depends on dedication to the plan.
It's tough to ask you to be patient, but I'm going to do it today and for the rest of this season. I may even have to ask you again next fall, though I certainly hope I don't have to. Sunday in Nashville was painful. You should have heard the tone of my youngest son's voice after the game. He was so excited when they recovered the onside kick, then so devastated when the field goal was blocked. He wants this team, his team, to win so badly, and I know you do too. The painful reality is that the Jaguars were a mess when Dave Caldwell hired Gus Bradley. They took on the job of building Shad Khan's Jaguars, not rebuilding Wayne Weaver's, and they knew what they were getting into. They planned and they worked and they even hoped they'd be better than 0-6. Their reputations, after all, are on the line. But they accepted the challenge knowing that their timeline and reality might not intersect until late this year or early in year three. The good news, no, the great news, is they have their quarterback. And Blake Bortles looks like he's going to be very good. And if he keeps getting better, that intersection could happen sooner. So you can be angry and upset. 4 wins in the last 22 games? It's reasonable. But don't expect Shad or Dave or Gus to abandon the plan they set forth nearly 2 years ago just because it hurts to lose. It's their ability to endure the pain and stick with the plan that gives me hope, even if it means I have to console my son again next Sunday.
Jaguars All Access tonight. Who you got?
We got Brandon Leonard. We're going to talk about how they can accomplish more effectiveness in the running game and then also in the film room. We're going to talk a little golf and how it relates to Josh Scobie.
How about that?
Yeah. So, I know, you know, I'm an expert on golf.
I know you are.
No, I'm not
at all.
I'm an expert on the ponds on golf courses.
Well, you, because there's a lot of good things in those ponds. Well, that's done. Right. Tonight at 7, Jaguars All Access on Channel 4. Gus Bradley press conference today at 1 o'clock. We'll have locker room sound as well. All the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.